after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Yeah, shout out to Sanjay. Dog, we gonna make a way. Now sit back and listen to these bars I'm about to say. Hit the button, young, and get loose on that beat. We get it in the booth like we get it in the street. Yup, good night, end of my flight. Good morning, good evening. Best believe I tell you a story. You better believe it. If the world was in our palms, we break it in pieces. We a different kind of animal. Take it or leave it. Heart frozen, cold blooded. We belong in a freezer. We hotter than the Bahamas on the beach with a heater. Yeah, call me Mr. Popular. Can't see me with binoculars. Shout out to the haters and everybody who knocking us. Steady J got interviews, intermission and interludes. The baddest model chicks and the real rap spitting dudes. R&B and gospel and all of the above. And it's all on one show. And it fits like a glove on the
life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. Life after dust, life after dust. If you living like we living, then you get it how we get it.
Steady J, what's good, my dude? You keep doing what you're doing, fam. Keep showing love to all us unsigned artists, man. Good things gonna come back to you, homie. I salute you, B. Life after dust. Y'all now tuned in. Holla.
What's up, everyone? Welcome to Life After Dust Live. This is your boy, Steady J. And we got my new addition to the show. In the building with me. You know, y'all, if you listened to the show last Wednesday, you got a chance to hear her. But now she's not only just filling in, now she's a co-host for the show. So I want to welcome to the show my girl, Mia Eliani. Again, what's
Hi,
up?
Hi, again.
What's up?
What's up? I'm chilling.
Welcome. We're glad to have you on the team.
What'd you say?
So we're glad to have you on the team now. It's official, people. She's official co-host of the show, and definitely I appreciate you, man, for going in last weekend. Just showing, heck, hey, I want to be in this show. You know, I got the chops to doing the show, so I definitely appreciate it. It was definitely a lot of love from the listeners. Got a lot of feedback. We got some direct feedback. People that are like, "Hey, y'all gotta have the show, y'all mesh well. So why not do it?" And heck, you know, that's what it's all about. Listen to my listeners and take into account what they say. So here you go, people. We got Mia Eliani as one of the co-hosts now. So
I have fun. I told you I wanted to come back, but I didn't expect to be a co-host and come back. But that's even better.
Right. This is better. I know that. And it's like, now that a rhyme don't get to stop. It's like, you know, every show now.
Yes.
And the third part of the team, waiting on her to check in as well, JoJo. So she'll be in momentarily. But and go ahead and put this little twist in. Make sure most of the people know we own.
Yeah.
Remember, you can call into the show at 347-202-0389. And that's how you can call the show. I just got finished watching the Cavs and Bulls game. The Bulls put it on the Cavs. I'm the Bulls one.
Is that who you wanted to win?
I don't know. I'm indifferent. My Mavs not in no more, so I'm kind of just, I'm being a bitter person, so I don't really care.
Yeah.
I don't know. I want to see a team that people don't expect to win in the finals. I don't know. I want to see the Clippers make it.
I watched a little bit of it. I did not watch the whole thing.
Oh yeah, it started getting real. Like there's like fourth quarter. Oh yeah, that's when it got real, real. They said, "Nah, y'all, we will not be out then."
Miss Sam.
Yes, let's go. And they did it. And on top of that, they did it in Cleveland. They won in Cleveland on top of that. So, you know, that's a really good look.
Man.
But, you know, y'all know how we do every Monday, which is called Hot to Dust Monday, where we bring you a hot topic, hot mess, hot music, whatnot. And we catch you up and have some folks over the weekend. So, first, go to you. We'll have to know the weekend with you.
The weekend's going good.
Good. What made it so good? I don't like you to be all secretive. What made the weekend so good?
I mean, what did I do this weekend? Well, actually, I have a show Wednesday, so most of this weekend I was just preparing for that. So anything with music for me is going to be fun, of course. So that's my whole weekend was occupied with that. What'd you do this weekend?
What did I do this weekend? Let's see. Friday, it's like I was going to die. Cause man, people know I've been a gym rat over the past few weeks. And with a minor injury that wouldn't allow, you know, it was minor annoyance that wouldn't allow me to work out. But now I'm back to 100%. I'm in the gym today. I'm going in today. On Friday, I just feel like I was gonna cry, but then I healed up. I healed up, and then I went out, showed some love, and that's why I love, man, because it's like, and that's why me and you are like, when we go places, like, people respect you, they see you, like, all that said, is
right.
What's up, man? I'm coming there, someone told me about, they want me to host on a networking event at the Spike the Club. Yeah, man, we would definitely get that together, man. I want you to be the main person over. So, you know, that's just good. I don't go to the club if it's not going to benefit me in any way. Like the spot I'm going to, if they're not supporting me in any way, I don't feel like I have to leave to go there.
I'm the same way. I don't really just go out to party per se. You know, unless I'm asked to be there or it's a favor.
Yeah.
You know, I'm not really just gonna go out like, oh, let me go out and just get fucked up. Like, you know, that's
not really
my thing.
Even when I try to do that, like, it's always some business move happens in the process. I really try to go out and just have fun, but some business move always ended up happening in the process. I honestly thought, like, Friday was actually, I'm getting this cabin fever move and go out to, you know, get out, just to get out, and
mm-hmm.
end up turning to a business move.
Business.
So, hey, yeah.
I mean, that's not always a bad thing.
It's not a bad thing
because I catch myself doing that sometimes too. Like, you know, it'll be like, oh, here's my card. I'm a producer or I'm a DJ. And it's like, oh, and then you go into this conversation like, oh, I was here to have fun. Let me go back with my friends. So completely
right.
Understandable.
I can't.
But you need
it
every once
it,
in
no.
a while.
Yeah, but I can't. I just can't just have this fun. It's hard. Let's go to the movies. I saw the Avengers 2 this weekend.
You saw
man.
It? Do not tell me what happened, because I have not seen it yet.
Well, this person
I heard it's awesome.
Probably against this person, and that person probably against that person. That's what happened. But, yeah, it's some good stuff in there. You got to catch it. You know, even go visit your local, as I'm calling bootlegs, I call it Vince Copy. Visit your local Vince Copy, dude. Or you can hit yours up. Or, you know, because y'all know I'm always in business mode. Or
tell your bootleg man to call me and Eliani, because I need one, too.
Oh, I got y'all hooked up even better than that. We got these boxes. Y'all want a media box? You can watch those movies legally. Yes, I did say legally. Hit me up.
Okay.
Yeah, hit me up after the show, and I'll tell you how you can do that. It's not no,
okay.
sneaky stuff is out there. You know, oh, okay, it's legal. So, yeah, hit me up. Y'all know my name. Hit me, Sadie J. Dust on Facebook. I will answer. And, no, unless you're on some stuff, I won't answer you on some foul stuff. But, all right, there we go. We go, they go to the third part team in the building. What's up, JoJo?
Nothing.
So, yeah, this is going to be the first time the two of y'all got to meet. So, JoJo, me, Eliani, me, JoJo.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
It's a bunch of estrogen, in the show now. Let me go ahead and make this public service announcement. Now there's two. I know it's two women, but I don't need y'all to gang up on me on the shoulder, okay? We're gonna make that clear from jump. I want y'all ganging up on me every show now. But yeah, we're gonna make that from jump. I don't need y'all ganging up on me. That's. I'm just letting
we'll
you know.
We'll see what happens.
I know. Yes, I'm watching. But yes, so I need to start. I congratulate JoJo. Congratulations to the freaking Houston Rockets making it to freaking round two.
I'm trying to go watch some play
Nazareth.
Right now.
I got a confession. I got the audio in the background listening, low key. So yeah,
I'm about to go watch because
I want to see them lose. I'm upset. I'm bitter. They beat my mouth. So
don't
yeah,
jinx them like that. I told you the Mavs weren't gonna make it, and you wanted to bet. There was no point in betting because we won anyway. We kicked y'all out of it anyway. And you wanted to
play
that.
And let me get started on the Spurs, because you were talking about trash talkers. That was they were the biggest trash talkers. They're like, yeah, we're going back to the championship this year. We just in the tunnel. They're doing all that crap. And guess what? They're on the couch right with us. So
yeah, I wasn't trash talking, saying that we're
gonna
go all the way. I just said we're gonna make it further than y'all.
Oh, no, I'm talking to Spurs. I'm talking to the Spurs fans. They were talking on this trash about they defending the title and crap. Like, well, defending that ball from the couch. Because, boy, that's the funny part. Like, Spurs fans are talking more trash, and the Rockets were the ones playing against us. So I'm like, okay, I'll find that a little high, but all right. And now y'all sitting on the sideline with us, too, so now you can't say nothing more. Okay. All right, so it's about that time. Go to a quick song break. Music today in the show. On my song break, we got the music by Mia Eliani and some music by my boy Kevin. So, yeah, we're gonna do it up and come back right here on
My Life Artist Kevin.
Live. Yes, that Kevin, the one and only. That's what I'm talking about, Kevin Gates. I don't play Kevin Gates on here.
You should have said JoJo Kevin.
See, you say it like that, it sounds like y'all booed up. So that's why I don't say it like that. JoJo, Kevin, sound like y'all booed up or something.
Have you seen Twitter? It doesn't matter. Nobody cares.
No one cares? All right, we go into my time. This track is My Time. Me, Eliani, and we'll be back.
What's up?
Sex and two glocks, and if you wanna get signed, then you pops. Never had no mom. Nobody understood me, so I sat in class and wrote rhymes. When I make it, I ain't never changing. I still hang out with the niggas that I hang with, perfecting my flow. Eliani done got too legit. Always on the go. Eliani cook killer shit. Bang. Yeah. And you can never steal my throne. Yeah, cause it's my time, my time. And you can never stop my show. Yeah, cause it's my time. You could never steal my shine. Oh, no. Yeah, cause it's my time, my time.
They said I couldn't rap. They said I couldn't sing. Well, now I charge them extra just to lay a 16. I stack up on this money till it's busting out the seams. I keep a couple cover girls for when I step up on the scene. Save it for events, I'll never follow trends. You know that I'ma kill it from beginning to the end. I'ma stand with the pants on my friends and my kin. I would do it all again. I would do it all again, do it all again. We don't talk, no, we just win. No squares up in my circle, snack. Bitch, you either out or in. Blowing all you suckers up. I call that Marilyn. These rappers is a bad joke. Call them David Letterman. We be having wild nights. Wilder than a college friend. We could hit the club twice in one night and call it in. Music saved me from the streets. Hallelujah, born again. My whole team, we gotta eat. Youngest out here running it. They tell me that I changed. If I ever blew up, pain deeper than the ocean. I am hip hop. You suck.
Yeah. And you can never steal my throne. Yeah. Cause it's my time, my time. And you can never stop my show.
All right, we're back right here on Life of the Dust Live. Your boy City Jane, your girl JoJo, and your girl Mia Eliani. Oh my God, that was Mia Eliani. My time.
Yes.
So,
is that your favorite story, song or what?
No, we already told what my favorite song was. We've had this discussion already. You're like, what? That's your favorite song? Hold Up is my favorite one.
That's everybody's favorite.
That one hits close. It's too close to home. So yeah, that's why I was relatable. It's like, okay, yeah, that's it right there. All right, so yeah, I mean, why is this like every at least once a month, Chris Brown is gonna make it to my news story? He didn't let me down. He made it to my news story thing. All right. So, yeah. God dang it. So, Chris Brown's apparently a suspect in a Las Vegas battery. Yeah.
All right. I saw that.
Let's find out more about this.
He beat somebody in Vegas, right?
Yeah, back in Vegas, beating someone. Let me find out who you beat up now. Ah, you can't catch a break. All right, so Chris, and this comes from TMZ.com. Chris Brown's accused of brawling with another guy early Monday morning during a basketball game. Wait a minute. In the basketball game, Las Vegas. Okay. Police have named him a suspect for battery. The altercation went down at Palms Casino Resort, according to police. Chris was playing hoops at about 3:42 a.m. All right, so that already sounds bad. He's playing basketball like late at night. That's already red flag one. And at some point, he got into an argument with one of the guys playing and allegedly punched him. The pickup game was being played in the famous Hardwood Suite where Chris Brown was staying. And the police responded to the scene but didn't talk to Brown and got there. Cops say Chris now has two options, either sign a citation for a misdemeanor battery and agree to show up in court to face a charge, or take his chances with the DA, who will decide whether to press charges.
I'm not surprised.
I don't know. Wow. And here's a crazy thing, because this is actually, that's the first time he got in trouble. he just settled a lawsuit over another fight during the pickup basketball game in the L.A. game. So let's put two and two together. Now, here's the thing, because I know a lot of people are like, dang, he could go back to jail. But the interesting part about that is he got off of probation in March. So, yeah, he wouldn't be violating probation or whatever. But considering that, you know, they're always at the worry, not a good look. Like, and the thing is, this is why I tell people all the time, sometimes I don't know what I'm going to be. Like I want to be famous. Who doesn't, you know, being famous is cool, but I want to be famous from afar for some people because that's when people try to pull some stunts. I mean, because, you know, back, you know, in the hood, people fight during basketball. People get in fights in basketball games all the time. I did.
Yeah.
Like, I got in a fight to this dude's neighborhood all the time. You know, he didn't like it. I dunked on him one time, and all of a sudden he pushed me, and it gets that time, too. A fight. So, it's just crazy, man. It's like, you know, as an adult, you can't really do stuff because if you do something, especially if you're famous, he's going to be trying to sue you or he's going to be quick to try to, you know, tell the cops and then so you can get in trouble or whatnot. What's y'all take on that? I'll send it over to you first, Mia.
I'm not surprised about it at all. It is Chris Brown. He is a hothead, and he's off of probation. He's completed community service, so here we go again.
I know, it's like, damn it, bro, you just can't catch a freaking break. Oh, JoJo?
What's that?
What's your take on that?
He's always been in trouble. It's pointless even talking about it. It's like the whole Jocelyn thing. There's no point even talking about it. That's just his daily dosage of fame. For him to stay on the media.
I'm just getting tired of seeing, like, trouble's gonna follow you, man. Don't let trouble get to you, man. Like, these idiots want to start, you know, you get in an argument, the best thing to do is walk away. Like, when I see famous people fighting and getting in trouble, man, like, y'all got too much money on the line to be worried about these freaking idiots out here. Walk the hell away. Simple as that. I still keep asking myself, why did he do that? Why did the celebrities even have bodyguards? They always want to throw the freaking punches. We're going to pray for him. Put my prayer request. I see, speaking of things and praying for being joyful for. One quick one. Apparently, according to the news, Bobby Christina is starting to breathe on her own. So that's a good look. Very, very good look. Shout out to that. And another big story, I'm over. You know, y'all know how I am big with the NFL, and I was watching NFL this weekend. And although the whole entire draft went through, you know, all the tickets went through, all 7 rounds went through, one of the big stories that came leading to NFL draft was a dude by the name of Nick Boyer, who served in the military, and so he's 34 at the moment. He actually was going through the draft. You know, because crazy thing was, he started practicing long snapping while he was in the service by watching YouTube videos. He was learning from YouTube videos. He got really good at it, and then he went to University of Texas, played for them for a little bit, and then came to the draft. And then, crazy thing is, so you wait all this time, and you don't get drafted, but the great thing about it is you can always get that call to be an unrestricted free agent. And this dude ended up getting picked up by the Seahawks. So that's a good look, man. You waited that time. You beat the odds. You're 34. They think told you you're too old, you're too short or whatever to be in the league. And you did it, man. So big ups to you. I say that I bring those stories up for this reason. people going to tell you what you can't, tell you what you're not capable of every freaking day. And it's up to you to figure out if you're going to let that stop you or if you're going to, are you going to work hard to accomplish what you want to do. Because I'm pretty sure they told you, JoJo, hey, she's trying to be a model. She can't be no model. Oh, she's trying to be a manager. She can't be no manager. I'm pretty sure me and they told you, because you even talked about it last show, that, hey, she thinks she's a model. She don't look that good. She a model. Oh, she can't sing. Oh, she can't rap. I don't know why she thinks she all that, you know. She's going to keep saying it. You know, I mean, what's some of the stuff that people have personally told y'all? You know, what's some like the craziest memories of people telling y'all what y'all can't do? You know, the biggest doubters or whatnot. I'll say it to you first, JoJo.
I was hiding in negativity like that.
You know.
I don't know. I can name a person. I know
face.
A person. Me and you both. I was like, me and you both know a person.
That person never came to my Facebook about. That person got behind their phone. So that doesn't count because it never came to my face. Never came to my face. Not a mention. Like I said, not to my face.
What's the point, man? You a threat to? What's the point of doing that? I mean, are you that big of a threat that they have to come out and take the time of their day to say that about you?
I guess. I don't know. Like I said, self was no offense to my face. It was never touch my face. So, like I said, to other people.
You know, I've been wondering, have you ever gotten a fight before? I can just imagine you just throwing hands.
I don't fight.
You've never fought anyone before?
I don't fight. My anger issues are too bad, so if I fight somebody, I would probably put them in their grave, so I don't fight. I know better.
I'm surprised you never, man. I mean, I might fight neither, but I've had quite a bit of my share of fighting people in my lifetime.
I got into a fucking fight with daddy, but that doesn't count. That was with the guy, though. That doesn't count. Or does it?
It still counts. You said what was that?
Okay, yeah, it was with baby daddy. I got into multiple fights with him. I won.
You won.
I came out with a busted lip, but I won.
Oh, so he was hitting you?
We were hitting each other. I was choking him.
Oh, yeah. He had to defend himself.
He started it.
At least you got out of there alive, man. You got out of there alive.
He got out of there alive, too. Congratulations to him.
What's one of the craziest stories that happened to you as far as, like, people hating on you, like, to the max, like?
Maybe, like, it was actually, I think the people that hated on me the most was, like, my family. Like, I remember when I was younger, I had an American Idol audition, and my grandma was like, I'm not taking you. You don't sing that good.
Definitely.
But she's over it now, you know, I'm doing my thing. She's like, oh, I'm proud of you. You know, everything's changed now once the money start coming in.
Right. See, I come to all the time, man. Your family supports you. It makes it that much harder because your family supports you. It makes you grind harder.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely a lot easier.
So, I want to say a big shout out to my parents. I was supporting them. Even when stuff looked tough, man, they supported me. They jumped out there. They jumped out from the train to support me in this industry. So, yeah, big up to that. All right, what are we going to do now? We're going to start this new game on the show. Well, it's not new. It's a 2009, though, and it actually like back then, like when I first started the show, first year started the show, we actually had the people who made this game on the show. I decided to bring this game back because it's very interesting. It's called Situations. Situations is a game of discussion, communication, and frustration. Basically, what happens is, you know, you show up, it's like a deck of cards, and it has all these different crazy situations going on. And then it's like an icebreaker. You kind of have different people playing it. You always want to have about at least three or more people playing. And then you shuffle it, take a random card out, and then read what you got in the card, and then everybody got an answer. And there's no right or wrong answer. It's just whatever you answer. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to shuffle through this deck like so. Go to this deck. It's pretty cool, man. I've seen the stuff in here too. It's like extra ratchet. It's like it's close to the Thursday ratchet stuff we be having. All right. First card I got the deck. And first card I have the deck. It has two questions on it. Got two questions. So what I'm gonna do? I'm gonna read the question. And then we'll go to each of you and get your answer on it. All right, so.
Okay.
The question is, your situation is, my sister's husband has been in prison for rape and still acts like a mental case. He makes everyone uncomfortable, but she still brings him to family functions. What do I say? Jojo, Mia, which one of y'all got to answer? Who wants to take that one first? Now I think the question.
Wait, did you say he's in jail for what?
The question again is: my sister's husband has been in prison for a rape, and still acts like a mental case. He makes everyone uncomfortable, but she still brings him to a family function. What do I say?
I would say that he's not allowed at family functions or I'm not attending.
Jojo?
Shut the hell up and get over it.
Damn. You said she got to get on knees.
I have Mexican, Spanish, and Puerto Rican in my blood. Shut the hell up and get over it.
I would not go. It is not happening. No way, Jose.
I don't know. You ever do something crazy? Everybody got their share of issues in their families. Like, what are you saying? And she's bringing it around. I mean, you can't really, I mean, what you do is, I mean, I'm not just not going to just go. My sister's husband is in prison for rape. That's kind of hard, dude. He was in there for rape. And he does come around. I'm going to throw him back on put good on notice. If he even look at somebody wrong, I'm going to catch him in the jaw. That's as simple as this. That's how I do it. All right. Another question. That's the situation. So, before I won the lottery 2 years ago, we struggle financially. However, since we have become wealthy, we have been more stressed. Can't money buy happiness? So, I'll repeat that question again for y'all. Again, it is before winning the lottery 2 years ago, we struggle financially. However, since we have become wealthy, we have become more stressed. Can't money buy happiness?
You become more stressed?
Yes, they become more stressed since they were struggling. You know, they were struggling.
It's just because you're not handling your stuff. If you have the means to take care of everything and not worry about anything, you shouldn't be stressed. Unless it's the person you're with.
and just leave that person. Or ignore them.
That's good. That's a good answer. Good answer. Mia?
I believe in more money, more problems. Even though you can pay all the bills, you have to worry about what are people really around me for? Are they really around for me, or do they want something from me? So I can understand that, but I don't have a solution for that.
Well, because y'all both kind of said different pieces of how I feel about it. It's more so about, you have more money to be able to make stuff happen.
Yeah.
So I don't know. You know why I feel why a lot of people, some people who do become wealthy, end up having a lot more stress and whatnot. That is what they do with their money.
Because you're too busy worrying about who's around you and for what reason and what everybody's doing. You just focus on yourself. You don't have to worry about anything. You're not going to be stressed.
But it's never just them, you know, because, I mean, but you want to have a social life, so it's kind of hard.
If you know how to read people, you know who's there for you and who's there for what you have. It's not that hard.
Man. Hey, some of you put on some good masks. They put on some really good masks, man. You get a good read on them, and you read them real hard, then, you know, later on, it's like they switch up on you.
It was a thing on Facebook. It says, if you want to know who's really riding with you, tell them you ran out of gas and see who's trying to push.
No, that's true. I find that out a lot. Like, some of these fake folks, man, you don't got no money or whatnot. They all of a sudden, you know, they like, oh, whatever. But they see, like, and all of a sudden they see you in the VIP or something. They want to know, some celebrity, like, he, like, talking to you. He walks up to you shaking your hand. They want to know why he's shaking your hand and not talking to them. And so but I also say this, too. The reason why something becomes stressed, again, is how they spend their money. If you're not using your money to give back to the people, like, give back to, like, good causes, like, that karma, you know, you'll fix karma. And sometimes karma comes back to bite you because you got money. You feel like, hey, I ain't got to help nobody. That's why I tell people this all the time. I say, hey, if I get a lot of money, become rich or whatnot, I won't be able to support. I'm going to support people that are supporting me and invest in different projects that got, you know, that people who are serious about what they're doing, invest in those projects. And invest in community projects, you know, back where I was from. I want to help out, you know, Southside Fort Worth all day, you know, help them out. Because a lot of people down them, man. And a lot of them get rich and they leave and don't give a damn. So, and they want to get in, wonder why they stressed out, because they don't want to give back. We got a caller. I know what this is.
Is it my best friend?
I'm your best friend now. When did I become your best friend, JoJo?
Stop being mean to me when I call in. That's when you became my best friend.
Okay.
And when you finally admit it.
Now, we both know who your best friend is on my show, so ain't no sense of you even playing a little role.
I'm Mr. George's favorite.
And you know he's listening right now, too, so there's no sense of you playing no role on that. Because we only call one at a time. We like the president and the vice president. We can't both be in the same place at the same time.
But he hasn't called in forever since we had his interview. Mr. Gorgeous, you need to call in. I'm always calling into your show. It's only right.
Yeah, well, you do it on the regular. But anyway, I wanted to call in.
I told you I was.
I wanted to call in and say congratulations to Mia. I caught you on last week's show. I like your music too, by the way. Just congratulations on you hitting that. You sounded really nice. JoJo, as usual, you know, we have this love-hate relationship, but we will continue doing that as soon as you start showing me the respect I deserve when you call my show.
I haven't called you Mr. Greg in weeks. I've been calling you Greg.
Okay. All right. Well, whatever. Hey, I do want to mention two other things, but before I mention anything, can I just say something about that last thing you just did? About money can't buy happiness? Yeah.
Yes,
money cannot buy happiness, but I bet you can rent a good amount of it with the right amount of money. I could rent the hell out of some happiness.
Cupcakes from Miss Chevy.
See, this is why me and you don't get along, because you bring up stuff you don't supposed to bring up. This is why we don't get along. This is exactly why we don't get along, because you bring up stuff you ain't supposed to.
Does she live in Houston?
I don't know. You need to contact Miss Chevy. Oh, she might be listening. You need to tell her to contact
Miss
you.
Miss Chevy, if you're listening, do you live in Houston? I want some cupcakes.
I don't know how well the mail system can carry cupcakes. They're delicious. I mean, don't get me wrong, they're delicious.
The
and I'm off my little 21 day thing.
Just have to package. The mail system can carry anything. Just have to package it just right. I should know. My mother works for the post office.
Okay. Well, then you can get us the hookup then on the price of shipping.
No, they don't get the hookup or any discount. But I mean, I'm not.
Well, anyway, I wanted to call tonight to thank you, Seti, for last night. We were disappointed that you couldn't make it, but you did. We had our first annual. JoJo, this is your show, so I ain't going to tell you to stop talking, but could you give me a minute? All right. We had our first talent showcase last night, and everybody knows Seti was supposed to judge, but, you know, something came up, and I ain't even mad at you. I did the same thing. Something came up. So, but in his absence, you know, he blessed us with, you know, helping us with the prizes and all. And he, you know, last night it came down to the wire. It came down to Miss JoJo's artist, Mr. Deion Williams, who was great. And
he even
a young cat.
For y'all.
Doo-wop, and that doo-wop was really good. That doo-wop was really good. And a young artist, Seti, you know, you remember him because you was on the show last week when he came on. That boy Prada.
Yeah, man, I tried to hate on me singing. I remember that, man. Hey, I practiced, though, so I ain't going to hate on my singing too much more. Yeah, I did. I practiced.
You
don't
hate.
Matter of fact, Mia said she's going to have me on one of her tracks. She said she's going to let me sing on one of her tracks.
She's going to let you sing on one of her tracks. Well, y'all got to check out Prada, because I'm telling you, this dude, if you ain't heard the show yet, Seti, this dude even sang Happy Birthday. Yeah, did you hear him sing Happy Birthday to Seti?
Yes.
Yeah, the dude got talent. He's really talented, and I'm glad to know he's from RVA. He's really talented. And like I said, Deion, any other day, Deion would have took it. But, you know, Prada kind of stepped up his game. And, you know, I'm proud of him. You know, people remember a dope artist, so I love his name. That's where you get it, Prada. People remember a dope artist. So I'm telling you, love his name. But, man, it was a good show. It was a good show. So the next time we do it, Seti, you know, we're expecting you, because we need some of that Seti humor.
I will be in full attendance.
We need some of that Seti humor.
I was ready to read some people yesterday. I was listening to that. Like, yeah, they're going to be glad I wasn't judging you. I had some stuff to say.
I mean, you know, we didn't have as many people as we thought, but, you know, it was our first time, so that was cool. It worked out great.
That's because he kept clicking on blue, and he was getting crunk with everybody.
I didn't mean to click on blue so many times, but blue was hilarious. Blue was hilarious. I didn't mean to do that.
He wasn't upset that he lost, was he?
I'll let you know in a couple
like,
days.
Y'all got that girl singing, and y'all got this going on, and that going on.
I'll let you know in a couple of days. I don't know how mad he was. I'll let you know when a horse head show up in my yard. I'll let you in on that. But I don't think he was that mad. I think he was just playing with us because he recognized the talent. I mean, he said that himself. He recognized that, you know, Dion and Prada, you know, outdid him. So
Dion was for real, though.
That was funny. Well, I mean, Dion, I wouldn't put too much into that. I wouldn't put too much into that. I think he was just trying to be funny. But anyway, I wanted to thank you again for what you did for us yesterday, man. It was a good looking out. Again, you know, thanks for everything. And the next one, we got to make sure you will be part of that. And JoJo, I'm sure we'll hear from you Sunday. I'm sure we'll hear from you Sunday.
Of course, I have a surprise for you.
I'm sure you do. And Ms. Mia, again,
It's nothing bad. Don't worry.
Oh, okay. Again, Ms. Mia, congratulations on your co-host duties. You know, you're a good talent, and you know, maybe one day we'll get you to call in on the show. You should have called in yesterday. You got some talent. You could have won.
Yeah, I love these things.
I see. I've seen your pictures. You do about everything. You're impressive. But anyway, Seti, great show, man. I'm going to leave you on that because I don't want to sit here and talk to JoJo the rest of the
night. Tell Mr. Gorgeous to go ahead and call. I'll get back at you on Facebook.
I'm sure when I hang up, Mr. Gorgeous probably will call. But don't tell him I just called him Mr. Gorgeous because I say I don't ever do that. But, I'm sure he'll probably call
you
at some point. But it's getting late.
That's what it is.
Yeah, it's getting late. He probably won't. So, anyway, y'all have a good night. Just wanted to let y'all know and appreciate you, Seti. I really do, man. I appreciate everything. So,
I appreciate you, continue the show, man.
And congratulations to all y'all. All right, JoJo, I'll talk to you later. All right.
Bye,
Greg. Bye.
All right, we'll go to a quick song break and come back.
Is it Mike Evans this time?
Final minutes. And the track for this song break is Pump Play by Kevin Anthony, and we'll be back after this. So,
Did all I want.
This is the life it does live.
Yes.
Looking this way, I should put you on display. Girl, is you real? Cause I done heard about you and all them little games you play. But don't act shy, no, don't act shy. Hurry up and talk, we ain't got no time. We ain't got no time, so go and spit your line. Just say something. Take the first step, or it won't be nothing. Or it won't be nothing. Cause you got my heart fumbling. Go ahead and prove me wrong. Change my mind like you changing up phone. Got my number when you're down to chill. Show me that you know how to keep it real. Cause I see you looking at you're taking, keep it 100 cause I'm
a boxing match with Mayweather because everybody knows he pays off the rest so that he can win. Everybody knows
He didn't pay off the rest. Like, I mean, everybody's, like, doing too much and saying that. If you look at the scorecard. Exactly. Like, people don't like that he's a winner because he's caught. And I saw you talk about this. I saw you talk this the other day. Me and Raz was fighting. You were talking about how, you know, like people don't like Mayweather because he's too cocky, and you were like relating it to yourself. Like people don't like a person that's like you're cocky, but then you back up what you're talking about.
Like you can't go find a female artist in Dallas doing what I'm doing. So you can't be mad at me for saying I'm the best. It's the same thing with Mayweather. Oh, he did this, he did that, he paid for this. No, at the end of the day, he's undefeated. He beats niggas' asses. He won. He beat Pacquiao's ass. He won. He's the best.
I feel like I'm team Mayweather. I love Mayweather.
And that's like with me, like when some people want to hate on, you know, hey, on the show, I'm like, end of the day, that's screenshot. Cause, you know, I got people that don't, you know, they want to hate so bad because they can't believe little on me. They don't be running, you know, they don't be looking flashy everywhere I go. They can't believe I got what? We have the whole entire Death Squad Radio Network with Vince and Glamour on radio and Like It Does Live and Real Spiel all together. The whole entire listenership is 4.2 million listeners. Now, I don't know about y'all, but 4.2 million listeners is a whole lot of people. And still, I let the numbers speak for me. And then they still hate even when you show them the numbers. So it's just like with Mayweather. He's 47, he's 48, no, and they still hate. And then they even show the punch count. You know, how many punches landed, and this is astounding how many punches that Mayweather landed versus Pacquiao. Like,
they still
hate on him regardless. Exactly. Whether you show numbers or not, they don't care. You can have the talent and have the numbers to back it up, and still going to say, this dude think he all right. It's not that the guy, the numbers telling you. And the quality of that I'm putting out is letting you know that, hey, let that speak for you.
Well.
All right, I think that's.
That's Mayweather.
I'm not going to call him Mr. Gorgeous because, you know, I tell you, bro, you like to get Mr. Gorgeous.
Wait.
Me.
Betty, before you do that, it's halftime on the Clippers and the Rockets. It's halftime on the Clippers and the Rockets, and the Rockets are in the lead.
What's the score?
50-46.
I'm not by the
tree. You should be happy. As long as the Texas team makes it, you should be happy.
No.
Even though it's not your Mavericks.
Because I got beat us. So.
Win, the Rockets or the Clippers?
Clippers. I'll tell you why Clippers. They're going to be rocking the Clippers. Because they obviously had this chip on their shoulder about Los Angeles, you know, the Lakers being the real team of Los Angeles. And so, under the guard of talent, they just I can't stand the Lakers. And this is why I made
it. I don't watch the Lakers.
I want to set the Lakers haters up. The Lakers fans up. I mean,
the Lakers cheat. Their refs cheat.
They're too overrated. Like, everybody think they're going to go to the freaking finals every year and win. And my whole thing is this, Kobe, everybody is Kobe. Without Shaq, people like Shaq, like Kobe, man, a lot of the championships, sir, you wouldn't have them. So without Phil Jackson and without Shaq, you wouldn't have a lot of championships, sir. So everybody got to come down and make your high horse. Also, that being said, I'm going to go to each of y'all and let everybody know how they can follow you. I'm JoJo. How can they follow you?
Stop with JoJo on Instagram. Everything's on there.
Damn. Mia, how can they follow you?
Everything is at Mia Eliani. M-I-A-E-L-I-A-N-I.
I made it in simple too. Shady J Dust.
CDDYJDUSK. You type that in, you're gonna find out every goddamn place.
You hung up on Mr. Gorgeous, Teddy.
No, he hung up on himself.
You hung up on him. He's
I'll
calling back.
He can't call back now because it's past the hour mark, so he can't call back to now. We're in the after hours thing, they call it. But, shoot, that being said, people, check into Wednesday's show on Life That Does Live. And, shoot, man, we bring some more high and heavy stuff, man. This is your boy, Teddy J, girl JoJo, and your girl, Mia Eliani. And remind you, everything you do, no matter what you do, no matter how you do it, remember, whatever the J. Oh, there's a you, there is a way. Y'all tune in to episode of Life That Does Live. We out. Peace.